Good morning. Our question today is a follow-up from yesterday where we discussed saying Kiddush Lavana with glasses. Is that a problem or is that not a problem? And we concluded that it's not a problem. Just like somebody can read from the Torah, that's considered seeing the text of the Torah. Even if you're wearing glasses, that's considered a Kriya Satorah, not a problem. So too, we say, when it comes to Kiddush Lavana, somebody who needs glasses to see the moon, that is considered seeing the moon and can say Kiddush Lavana. But as a follow-up question, our question today is, how about use of a telescope or binoculars? If somebody, even with regular glasses, would not suffice to see the Lavana, but needs a telescope or binoculars, would that be considered seeing the moon now, or because it's magnified, that would not be acceptable? So we could argue, apparently, there's no difference between using the lenses of glasses and the lenses of a telescope or binoculars. They happen to be magnified when using a telescope or binoculars, but that shouldn't make a difference. So there's the Sefer Birkas Eisan. He records that there was a question that was posed to Rav Zilberstein. And Rav Zilberstein was asked as follows. There was an individual who was not well. He was in bed in the hospital, elderly man, and he was feeling terrible about missing Birkas Ha'ilanos. He was going to be missing the bracha that we can say only once a year, Birkas Ha'ilanos, and he was very strict throughout his life, 50 years straight. He never missed saying the Birkas Ha'ilanos, and now he was stuck in bed, could not get out of the hospital, and from his vantage point, there were no trees that he could see in order to say trees that were budding with fruits, in order to say the Birkas Ha'ilanos. And Rav Zilberstein gave an eitzah. So one of the eitzahs that he gave was to use a telescope or binoculars from where the man was, from his window in the hospital. He could see from the distance a couple of trees that were budding. And accordingly, that was the eighth that Rav Zilberstein said. He was of the view that is considered seeing the trees in order to say the Birkas Ha'ilanos. So it is recorded in the Sefer Birkas Eitan. So we see there that seeing via telescope or binocular, apparently it is fine. And we could say the same thing when it comes to Birkas Levana, or Kiddush Levana. The same thing would be somebody who needs a telescope or binoculars, it would be acceptable. Apparently, just like glasses work, telescope, binoculars, those would work as well. But we could always try to distinguish as well when it comes to glasses. Glasses are simply making up for a lack in the eyes. It's not magnifying the view. It is simply replacing what the normal view of the eyes would be. And accordingly, that is considered seeing. On the other hand, we can argue that when you use a telescope or binoculars, which are magnifying glasses, are making something look closer than it really is, maybe that is not considered natural seeing, then accordingly that would be a problem when it comes to Kiddush Lavana. We'll leave that as an open question. Have a wonderful day.